I want to set it up because this was extraordinary this morning at Goulburn. They've called the Goulburn Greyhounds off today. They're off for participants, but some of the pictures that have been sent out by Danny and John Bateman Racing show clearly pictures of heavy, heavy snow. Danny Williams, have you seen anything like it at Goulburn before?
No, I can't recall in the 20 years I've been here, Andrew, that it's as heavy as I've ever seen it.
And is it still falling?
Look, it's stopped now, but it's been falling throughout the morning. Everything's just white as. It's you know, there's at least 4 inches of snow everywhere, and it's been a very difficult morning to get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures show that obviously they've been out with, you know, tractors or whatever trying to clear it, but, I mean, the conditions are extraordinary.
It is, Andrew. There's trees down. The weight of the snow on the trees, there's a lot of trees that have fallen over, broken branches. There's power down because the, I believe, power lines are down. The highway was closed this morning, so it's quite extraordinary.
Can you get out? I mean, I know that you, you're keen to get to Maruya. Can you get out?
Yeah, Andrew, we're on our way now. The roads are clear. We've had a bit of the snow melt, so the roads are clear. I'm not sure too sure about the highway, but where we're going, we're fine.
Okay. Now, you obviously were going to gallop. Being a Tuesday, a lot of these horses, you're taking your group to Maruya to gallop after the first race?
Andrew, we had five of our horses, I think, through the Kosciuszko horses and all going to have a jump out this morning on the course proper. But unfortunately, they've been cancelled due to the weather that we're experiencing, and I looked at options at trying to get a gallop under their belt. They need a gallop before Saturday, and I rang the stewards, and Maruya Jockey Club were kind enough to assist us today in galloping three of them.
Okay, so who's going?
Look, I've got Don't Give a Damn, She Knows, and Highway 66 on the back of the truck. I left Major Danger and Floki back at home. They've had a gallop on the treadmill, and they've done enough work. So these horses, these three that I've got this morning, needed a good hit out before Saturday.
I was just going to say, so they're entered for the weekend. You need to get this gallop into them because you never know what it might be the same tomorrow morning.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Andrew. There's no way we'd get on the grass track tomorrow. It'd be you know, as heavy as you can possibly expect, and there's no way you'd even get a track open around here at the moment. The snow tends to make it a lot wetter than getting a couple of inches of rain. So the amount of snow we've got, it could be hanging around throughout the whole day.
Understand. And this is important because obviously Don't Give a Damn is heading towards October 19. And definitely one other horse that's yet to be determined for the Kosciuszko.
That's right, Andrew. We've got, of course, Les Howarth going to select one of the three horses that we've got heading to races at Randwick on Saturday. And She Knows, Highway 66 and Floki all entered to run, including Don't Give a Damn. So, you know, it was an important exercise to make sure they had enough work under their belt today. Not too sure about the forecast in Sydney. It's not looking promising. None of those horses would like it extremely wet to be racing on Saturday. We'll just have to wait and see. But you've still got to get them work. You've still got to take that exercise to make sure you've done enough work with them.
And if she knows runs, it obviously runs in the shorts.
Well, look, we've had no alternative there. Unfortunately, you just felt the track was extremely firm on Saturday and just took the precaution to take her out of that. She was at least a week off being 100% right. And I thought, oh, well, you know, it's either run at Caulfield Saturday, and the exercise for that would cost me around about $3,000 to $4,000 to go down there and back. And I think to start the shorts, you know, it's around about $1,700-$1,800 for the exercise. So, although she's not up to the Everest horses, she needs to run. And the idea was to look at an 1,100-metre race first up. They're very difficult to come by at the moment. There's not too many programs here in New South Wales for horses that are a benchmark 88 and above. Or at least you're running group races.
Well, as you say, you've just got to get it going because you never know where it'll end up. She knows. We know that Don't Give a Damn's in the benchmark 88 over the 1,200, but we'll just keep an eye on the weather. They've had 13 mil so far. They're meant to get an inch today and another 10 mil tomorrow, but let's just wait and see what happens. We're not complaining about it because there's parts of the state like you, Danny, remarkably getting snow in an unbelievable fashion. So it's a weird old day around the state at the moment. Danny, good luck at Maria with those gallops.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, listeners.